Ran Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. I'd like to start from a Seif test. Perhaps we'll get a clarify Seif test and Seif Yud. Miyashrim Evorei Hablad Shenispolko Machmas Tzar Haleido. So the Mechaber says that during the birth process, the Evorim of the baby that was born could be got out of place, became this Akim. So one is permitted, and the baby was born in Shabbos, so one is permitted to straighten out the Evorim in Shabbos. Now we will see the Mishnah Berurim. Miyashrim biyodayim. So one is permitted to any aver that one sees of the child, which is was nisakim, is crooked, out of place. One is permitted in Shabbos to be miyashrim. Machmas tzar leide, this occurred through the process of leide. Kosav amogin avrom. So the Magen Avrom says, "V'davke biyoyim haleidov." This is only permitted to do in Shabbos, the day the baby was born. Aval achakach also. But let us say the second day, let's say the baby was born Friday, and Shabbos one notices that some of the Evorim of the blood are out of place, are crooked. Since this is not the day of the Leidah, this is also. Now, the reason for this halacha is, so the Or HaShulchan explains, the reason for this halacha is that the first day, if it will not be taken care of, the first day, the day of the later, so that means it has to be taken care of the first day. If later we find in the second day there's something wrong with the Evorim, there's no chashash takon anymore. Now it is not important. It has to be taken care of. It was not the Yom HaLeida. The Yom HaLeida passed by. And now I notice that something got wrong with the Evorim. So this can wait till at night. There's no takon there whatsoever. And therefore, it is not permissible. So let us explain one thing. According to the Shita, this is the Shita of the Magen Avrom. Ba'emesin, in order to do such a thing, to straighten out the Evorim of a child in Shabbos, there's a Merdi Keboine. It looks like you're building, you're putting together, this is out of place, this is out of place. And because it's merdi kebayne, it should be also. But the first day, if it won't be taken care of, the first is a chashem sakone, so who's caring a merdi kebayne? We make sure that the Evorim should be straightened out. If it is the second day already, it's not the day of the lady, and we notice something is out of place, so we have the problem, it's merdi kebayne, and you don't have a heter, so you can wait till Mitzvah Shabbos. The sakone is the first day. If whatever is out of place the first day is a sakone, so I override the merdi kebayne. The second day, even they have a merdi kebayne, there's no sakone, so you wait till at night. This is the shita of the Magen Avrom. So that's what it says, Miyashrim Evorei Havlad Shenisparko Machmas Tzar Leido. According to the Magen Avrom, we should add two words, Biyoyim HaLeide. And it doesn't say that in the Mechaber. Fine. But this is how the Magen Avraham says Pshat in the Mechaber. Avol be'emes, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, this is the Shitas HaMagen Avraham, of a mehabi poiskim mashma dein chilek bozem. There's no difference if it's the day of the lady, if it's not the day of the lady. Afilu la'achel choydish oishnei chadoshim mutem. Afilu 2 months past and one notices that there's something wrong with the volume of the blood, it's 2 months later, you're allowed to do it. V'ayin b'bir agro, and the Goyin says, shekosav, sheken gam kein dasa shulchan aruch lahokul b'zeh kemoysam. The Goyin says, let's learn the shulchan aruch elach. The shulchan aruch said, miyashrim eivore havlad shenispoku machmasar haleda. But the shulchan aruch differentiates if it's talking the day of the lady, not the day of the lady. The shulchan aruch said, stam, you're allowed to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch would seem not like the Magen Avraham. I just want to give one hakdama. We're learning this sheaf. It seems it's a very small sheaf, but there's a tremendous machloikis rishonim, how to learn pshat in the Gemaras. And what we are learning now is we are juggling different shitas al rishonim, what to do lemaise. Now what the Magen Avraham said, the first day is mutter. This is a shitas harosh, and the Magen Avraham paskin like the rosh. The rosh says it's only mutter the first day. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah says further, a lot of poskim say that 2 months later is mutter. This is a shitas hatoshvus, not the rosh. The shaila is how to paskin. So the Goyin says, look in the Mechaber. The Mechaber didn't paskin like the rosh. The Mechaber said, miyashri mevorei avlad. And the Mechaber did not give any conditions when you should do this. So from the Mechaber we see it's mutter. And let us explain. The Shitas HaMechaber that holds that it is mutter, it's because it's not Mechdi Kiboyne. I have a baby in front of me, I straighten out the hand and something else. It's not Mechdi Kiboyne. So if it's not Mechdi Kiboyne, so it's mutter for 2 months later. Just sometimes so that is the smaller of the material. Val kein ein lahachmer bozer. She don't have to be machmer. Umikol mokim im nisparke chuya shel shebra min kaimer. If one of the vertebrae of the spine got out of place, l'kule alme osele yashiv biyodei chuya shel shebra aches ol chavoto. Why? Because here is a gemara that this is mevzeke boine. So Memele, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying all the Ivorei Havlad besides the Shedre. He's only talking about the Ivorei Havlad. The Ivorei Havlad, it's not Mezi Keboine. I'm just straightening out the hands, the feet. It's not Mezi Keboine. The Shedre is Mezi Keboine, and you're not allowed to do it. So now we are saying, according to all these poskim hold, and this is mutar afilo after 2 months, forget about the vertebrae of the shadra, this is awesome. Im loy biyoyim haleide, but the first day, when the baby was born, we can be mitzarev the shikas that hold does yesh letzadeh lahokil av bazev, because there are mekilim that hold the first day, even though it's merdi kemboine, there's a heter of sakonim. So therefore, that is the ptak of the Mishnah Berurah lahalochim. That could be, but it seems by the baby it's not so it's not, it seems it's not so, so dangerous besides the first day. That's what it seems. I mean, by an elderly person could be when it goes out of place, something drastic happens. But by a baby could be it's not, it's very flexible over there. So going out of place and going back.
I understand.
But it seems that, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'fi emes, that the other days, this will be also, for some reason. So al kaponim, it seems there's no sakona the other days, and the first day we are makel.
What if the day as far as the poison is
makel? Could be, then it's a different case. But al kaponim, what Chazal was speaking about, The second day there was no sakona. It seems like that. Now let us see Fyud. So in Sif's test we were miyasha biyodayim. We were doing was straightening out the hand and the foot and the different avorim, and we said it's muta. Either it's muta only the first day al sakone, or it's not merzi kibayne. So that's why it's muta. Muta lekolchay bimgodov. Now, and see if Yud was talking about, I'm not doing something biyodayim. I'm wrapping up the baby with tight begodim to ensure that nothing should go out of place. But here I'm not doing anything bad yet. I'm just wrapping him up, which is a precautionary procedure. That's what the Mechaber says. Shelo yisak mo'evorov. Uberosh perik yuzayin mashmer. So from the, now, again, you learn the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying that you are not allowed, the only heta to wrap around the baby with a wrapping is only a preventive measure. Shaloi is akmoevorim. That's what the Mechaber says. Uberosh perik yudayim mashmen, dafilu lekolchoi kedei liyasher evorim gamken shori liyoylom. The Rosh holds that no, dafilu, you want to straighten out the evorim. And the Rosh says there's a difference between miyashrim evori hayeled and lekolchoi. That means if I'm being miyasher devorim, so then there's a problem. It looks like boiner. So this from the second day, it's also because it looks like I'm being misada devorim. But if I'm doing an innocent procedure, I'm just wrapping up the baby, and through wrapping him up, I'm gonna make an aver shenis akim straight. He has a crooked foot, something, and I'm wrapping up the child, and I'm not pulling the foot. I'm just wrapping it up, and through wrapping it up, it comes out, I'm straightening out the Ava. So this is an indirect rule, and this is permissible. I feel I want to straighten out the Ava. So according to the Rosh, that's how the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin, that I can straighten out an eiver if I'm not doing it directly. So miyashrim eivori avlad means, and Siv's test was speaking about, I'm doing a pu'ula, the miyasha devori avlad, and then we have chalukim, which devorim, if the vertebrae or there's only muta the first day, the day of the lady, another devorim are a muta according to many proiskim. But now we're speaking about, but if I don't do it directly by being a miyasha devorim, I'm just wrapping around a beged, and through this, I'm straightening out the Ava. So here it doesn't look like I'm doing something. I'm a boy. Here you don't have the problem. פרט המגמורה משום דאורכי תומד בהוכי ויהבי כמסעקן since normally you wrap up a baby this was a normal procedure so even though I'm happy wrapping it up a little tighter and by wrapping it up this way I'm making the name of Sveit it doesn't look like I'm doing anything and Chazal didn't ask him ומשמה די מויותינק שאין כוחן עושה בחול but if you have a case that this is a child that during the week you never wrap him up and now it comes Shabbos oh and it's Shabbos and I see something something's crooked so now I want to wrap him up so now this wrapping up is Good morning. What happened today? What's the whole week you weren't wrapping him up? And today wrapping him up. So here we see the sole purpose of wrapping him up was only to straighten out the haver. The im hoyu, the mashem, the way, tinnik, shen, kechen, oi, se, bechom, ni, sak, moi, borov, also, le, kol, chay, bishabas. We're Sif, Shin, Lamed, Sif, Yud. We just finished Sif Yud. He won't be a cripple. This will be taken care of. We'll take care of it, Mitzoy Shabbos. If you're allowed to take care of it. Yeah, the Shazi after this is permissible on Shabbos. This can be taken care of Mitzoy Shabbos. It's no Shaila of a Sakonim. So Mamela, so then you should wait till Mitzoy Shabbos. So now, in Dilshu, they bring down a shayla as follows. A shayla, number one, if a person is permitted to wear a bite plate in his mouth, he has crooked teeth, he puts in the bite plate, and the bite plate helps to straighten out the teeth. Now, is this similar to mutter l'kerchay bim godov? Now, this is not a normal procedure. That means here we're speaking about l'kol chay bim godov. We're speaking about this mutter, because a whole week you wrap him up, and now I'm wrapping him up a little tighter and making a little straighter. No, you don't see anything. But if you see that the whole week I didn't do it, and now I'm doing it, so then you see my intent, why I'm doing it, and it's also, so the shells are allowed to put in a bite plate in Shabbos.
We were talking about
that. What? No, but there's no difference. The problem is it's Niri Keboine. The Chazal asked about Niri Keboine, and the sole heter is only if it's Don Keseder. Some of them, you don't see the Niri Keboine. See, it's not Don Keseder. So Shlomo Zalman Obach says that there's a tremendous difference. By wrapping up the child, first of all, they used to wrap him up. It wasn't something. They wrapped him up, and then 10 minutes later, they got loose, so they wrapped him up again. So there you see, the intent is to straighten out the Ava. So therefore, this is awesome. He says, by the bite plate, it's something that it doesn't, it comes after a long period of time. It straightens out by itself. It's not told that I'm straightening it out. Having the bite plate in the mouth, after a long period of time, it will straighten out by itself through the bite plate. But this is not similar to the kol chay b'vgodov, which there it was done. That means they used to wrap him up 10 times in the day to ensure that the b'vgodov are still tight. So there you saw what he's doing. He's straightening up the bone. Here you don't see anything. That's why they say it's mutter. And Agavuchim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says a person who wears a bite plate is permitted to wear it on Shabbos with no shayla bite. So it's like a tachshit. A second, yeah. And then Agavuchim.
But in the bathroom, you should look like a sweet person with it.
Yeah, but then I can see, you can see he's wearing a bite plate. You can see he's wearing a bite plate. Then, one other thing they bring down over here, Now, we said there's a hoshai liver to be miyasha limon. If someone cracks his knuckles, so they bring, there's no shayla whatsoever. You're not doing anything. You're not being brain there. You just maybe, when you're accomplishing, I don't know. But al kaponim, maybe it's good for the nerves. But al kaponim, it's not any sort of a binyan. Now, seed yud aleph. In Nafla Olas Groin Hablad. Now, there was exactly what this is. I don't know, but let me just tell you, Amiri, there was something that's in the throat and used to fall Shalai Bim Kaimai. And because of this thing that fell in the throat, the food would not go down the food pipe. So the procedure was the woman who gave birth to the child, that means the Mialedes, so she used to go and put her finger in the mouth of the child, and she lifted up this oil or whatever it is, and she pushed it out of the way, and that was what happened.
The thing was falling in the hangs down in the throat.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
They lie down like that. They lie down, they'll fall into the throat.
What is this called?
Well, Ubala.
Ubala?
Ubala.
U-V-I-L-A? Oh, Gabaldic.
There's another certain of the good ones.
Okay, fine. And this can block the...
Yeah, that's the thing that hangs out of the back of your throat. Just to put your finger in your throat, it's going to make you want to grow up.
So very good. So this could be, this is the Jubilee, you say? So wonderful. So they used to put their finger in, they took it out, and the child threw up also. Because of the finger. That was now. So now let us see the lotion of the Mechaber, and then we'll see this a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. And before we go to the Mishnah Berurah, let us just see the Mechaber. In Nafla Olas Geroin Ablad. So you say this is called the Yuvelim, and it fell, and it's blocking that the child cannot swallow. Muta losum etzpa l'seichpid. She allowed to put your finger in his mouth. Olestalik ha'ola limkaima. In order to take it out, it should go back to its place. Avalpi shepa'omim shemeki. Even though sometimes a child might throw up, No problem. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about that soon. Fine. Now, this is asking a very good shaila. Let me just say over a Gemara. The Gemara 1 Mandiyomar says that you're not allowed to do it. And the Gemara brings a raya from a baraisa. The baraisa says that you are not allowed to make apiktoizen. Apiktoizen, that's a lotion. Not allowed us to make apiktoizen b'Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to compare. Just like you're not allowed to make apiktoizen, you're not allowed to do this also. So now let's elaborate a little. We had before... Apiktoizen is as follows. A person who ate a lot and it's bothering him, he wants to throw up. So there was a certain medication that made him throw up. So it says in Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. In Shabbos you're not allowed to do it because this is a refuah. This is a refuah. He ate too much. He wants to throw up. This is a refuah. You're not a chilish. You're not full of mishka. Not allowed to take refuahs in Shabbos. So one man, the Yomar, says you're not allowed to do it, and he compares this to apiktais. Fine. So now the Rishonim have a tremendous problem with this Gemara. So other Rishonim want to say as follows. Other Rishonim want to say that the Gemara is comparing these two things. That means, just like by when you take this apiktvizin, when you take it, this medication, it seems this is opening up the passageway. You should be able to throw up. So you're making a Pesach, and that Chazal asked to make a Pesach. So here, when I stick my finger in this, what is uvula? Uvula is I'm also making a Pesach. I am making a Pesach. I'm making an opening. That means this. So the Gemara compared, just like you are not allowed, just like you are not allowed to make a Pesach through medication to make a person throw up, you're not allowed to do this also. You're not allowed to do this also. I'm also making a Pesach. The Gemara compared these two things. What? But now it's sosum. Now it's sosum. And I'm making the Pesach. So the Gemara compares this to Apik's reason. The Gemara compares these two. And one man, the other holds it's also. And then the Gemara says, no, this is different. This is similar. If you have a splinter and you take out the splinter, it's not called you making the Pesach. So the Gemara says, this is not similar to Apik's reason. This is something else. This is the Gemara. So, Bikitzel, there was a man, the Omar, that wanted to say, just like you're not allowed to make a person throw up, because it's considered you're making a Pesach, and that's called a refuah in Shabbos, so you're not allowed to move away this Yugala, right? You're not allowed to move it away. You're also making a Pesach. And the Gemara says, no, it's not similar to that. Fine. That's one Mahalach in Rishonim. According to this Mahalach, they say clearly, if he throws up, it's irrelevant. It's nothing to do with throwing up. It's, the Shaila is, are you allowed to move it away? Are you not allowed to move it away? And the Gemara says, one man, you're not allowed to move it away. Just like you're opening up the stomach, you should be able to throw up. You're also making a Pesach. But the Gemara differentiates. Fine. But if we learn our Mechaber, the Mechaber says, well, he's going to throw up. So the Mechaber didn't learn like this.
It's involuntary.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with it. And the Mechaber, it seems that this is awesome. But this is the Sibra of Nisa. There's another Mahalach in Rishonim. The Pshat and the Gemara is, the Gemara compares taking the way the Olas are going to a person throwing up. So there's one Pshat in the Tosfos HaRosh that this all is in the way. And when you throw up, this will dry up the Ola, and it won't be in the way anymore. So the drying up of through the throwing up, it dries up the Ola, and therefore doesn't block anymore. That's how other Rishonim learn Pshat. So now the throwing up is a Sibir. The throwing up is a sibir. That means not the putting down, I take away the ola with the finger. By putting in the finger, I make the child throw up. And when the child throws up, this ensures that it shouldn't block anymore. So the throwing up is a refuah. Fine. Oh, so the Gemara says, listen, Moses, but you're not allowed to make something to throw up. You're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says, That's how the Mishabuah learned before. The Mishabuah said before, with a finger, you're allowed to do it. Without, if a person wants his car, he ate too much and he wants to throw up, he's not allowed to take medication because it's it's not a real refuah because he's not really sick. He's just, he overindulged. But with a finger, it's mutter. With a finger, it's mutter because since it's not a real refuah, it's so they were matter with a finger. Now over here, it's not a real refuah over here. This means this is blocking, this olah's blocking, and the throwing up is a refuah.
There's a satan there.
Here it seems for some reason it's not a satan. If it would be a satan, then for some reason it's not a satan. It could be a satan, there would be no shayla. So it seems for some reason it's not a satan. So now let us learn the Mishnah Berurah. The loy gazlinim b'zeh mishum refuah. Now here's the problem. I'm making him throw up, and to make someone throw up, if it's accomplishing something, it's like a refuah. The uchay detinik lipol olas l'shoyne. Since this always happens, since this is something that happens very frequently, so it's not called I'm making a refuah, but I'm making a refuah. This lachair is pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was machadish ishtar, but it seems, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the problem is the throwing up. That is the problem. That's the lashon of the machaber. Aval pisha ba'omim shemeki, and that is the problem. It is mutter because since it's a very normal procedure to happen by a tinnitus, so something that happens very frequently is not called a refuah. Okay, let us see. Shin lamadalev dine mila b'shabes. Oysin kol tzorche mila b'shabes. B'shabes, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Nirsiv uvayoyim hashmini yimel. So we learn out vayoyim vafilu b'shabes. So it's basically Shabbos. Shmini means the eighth day for when it's born. Uvayoyim hashmini, it seems it's an extra word. Uvayoyim says any day of the week that the shmini will come out, yimel. So you can do it vafilu b'shabes. No. Only Mila is Deiche Shabbos, but anything else to. But Mila is Deiche Shabbos, riding the bus is Machshine Mila. That means that's not Mila, that's not Deiche Shabbos. That's not Deiche Shabbos. Mila is Deiche Shabbos. The Mila, you're cutting off the Ola, and you're making Mila Bismane, the Chilo Shabbos of Mila Bismane, means you're cutting off the Ola, you're making the Hachavola. The Mila is Deiche Shabbos, not to going on the bus. What? No. We're talking about Mila means the Maisa Mila, not going on the bus. Or you go there before Shabbos. Or they come to the Moel, that's the best thing. Okay. Now, so they bring down a very interesting Shaila, but I was spoiled from Ramesha how he brings down the Shaila. The Shaila was asked as follows. But let us say, he's Magdama Gemara. There's a Merdeke Gemara in Masech Teshuma, which we would learn the Gemara. We would never dream what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there were, in the Beis HaMikdash Yom Kippur, a lot of things were being done that was, the Kohen Gadol lent, the Kriyas Hayoyim, and there were people that were watching the Kohen Gadol. It was something to see. It was the Kohen Gadol lent, and there were people there. There were other people that used to burn ופער של ימי הכיפורים, דסויר של ימי הכיפורים, הוא סברנד מחוץ למחנה, הוא לא עושה סמטן תסיני, זו המצווס, זו המצווס הוודני ימי כיפור, ויש הדין ברויב עם הדרס מלך, וזה מצווה תגולדי, and collapsed. That means not the, the burning the power, this is a mitzvah de reise, it's an Indian, a mitzvah ברויב עם הדרס מלך, you're standing there, you're watching there, it's not samazai. This is quite shamayim to watch how that this mitzvah is being done. They're standing there watching the Kohen Gadol, the watching the Kohen Gadol laying the Sefer Torah, Barayim Am Hadras Melech. The Gemara says, theoretically, if a person is in the middle of watching one thing, if he's permitted to go from one thing to the other thing, if there's a dinei ma'avir and ala mitzvahs, I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah, I'm allowed to go, I'm not allowed to go. That's a whole sugya masechtas Yuma. Fine. Zutra Moshe Amor Dikazach. So we see if a person is doing a mitzvah and you're standing there and you're watching it, that's called Kvay Shemayim. I'm not allowed to go away. The Gemara says, since I'm not doing a mitzvah behind you, that's not a mevir and all the mitzvahs. Zutra Moshe, what if you'll see a person being Mechalo Shabbos? And I'm standing there and watching. She said, that's the hepech of Doroim Am Hadras Melech. You're watching Hayenas Mechalo Shabbos. And I'm standing and watching. So that's the hepech of Hadras Melech. That's Mezoyin HaMelech. So therefore, Fakir, he's not allowed to stand there. Now, someone in Mechalo Shabbos, don't stand and watch him. Someone in Mechalo Shabbos, look what I'm doing. Watch. Chas V'Sholem. It's a mizoyin of Kvod Shemayim, not allowed to watch him. Now, someone asked Rav Moshe a shaila as follows. He's a moyel, and they asked him to go and listen to this place to be ma'alveh, a bris on Shabbos. But if he's going to go there, he's going to witness Chilul Shabbos. He's going to witness the Mechal Shabbos, all Mechal Shabbos. And then they come there with the cars, and then they're going to take pictures and those, and he's going to be a witness of Chilul Shabbos. That's if he goes there, but he goes there before Shabbos, whatever it is, across the street, a neighbor. But he goes there, he'll witness Chilul Shabbos. No, that's not a b'lid, if he won't go, there's mitzvah b'yayim ha'shmini. So be mavato mitzvah mila b'yayim ha'shmini. So Rav Moshe says, as follows, that he should go. He should go, even though it means he'll have to witness Chilul Shabbos, but mitzvah shem ha'shmini is doichei Shabbos, so he should go. After the bris, don't stay there, leave. I'll come upon him, whatever he has to witness by the bris. He should not be doichei the bris because of this, even though it's, he should go for the bris. That's one thing Rav Moshe says. Fine. And if there's no other moyel, he should go. That was one shaila. Another shaila was asked, we're not talking about Chilul Shabbos. A person has to go away. He has to leave his family. He's a moyel. He won't have any Einik Shabbos. He's leaving the family and us, and he's a moyel. So for Einik Shabbos, that's the price he has to pay. Sure, you won't have any Shabbos, but if you're the only moyel, you have to go. Then you have to do. But there's a different shaila. What if I come, there'll be Chilul Shabbos. And if I won't come, there won't be Chilul Shabbos. That means like this. If I come, so there's a bris and Shabbos, so the uncles and the cousins and the aunts and the tribes come to the bris. We're starting in the bris. If I don't come, so they won't be mishtatav in the bris. There's no bris. Then Moel isn't coming. So then don't go. I should go. Then they should be mechalo Shabbos. That means if my going will be mishtatav v'chilo Shabbos, then don't go. Unless like this, unless that if you won't go, we'll take a different mayo. And he's not a kosher mayo. So memele, it means like this. So if they won't get a mayo and they'll make the bris on Sunday, you're only coming on Sunday. I don't think so. Then you do that and don't be misabim till the Shabbos. But if you won't go, they're gonna get a mayo that will make a not kosher meal. Then you should go. What do you mean? You know everything. Don't be naive. if you don't know the Gemalvikis, then there wouldn't be any Shaila. The Shaila is when you do know. You do. You know who the Babris is. You know who the uncle, the cousins are. Yeah, they're gonna come. I mean, that's the Matthias said, well, fine. Yeah. Fine. So that's oisin called Sochem Mila B'Shabbos. Now let's go further in the Mechaba. In your Mechalo Shabbos, Moyalin, you cut off the Olo, Upoirin, and there's the Oir HaBriya and the Oir HaOlo, there's two Oiris. So Moyalin means you cut off the Oir HaOlo. Upoirin, and you make Priya, you take off, you don't cut it off, you just bend it down, the Oir HaPriya, you suck out the blood, v'noisnin olav kemoin, and then kemoin is a type of a powder they used to put on afterwards. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Umoitzitzin, you suck out the blood. Ba'af al dam deidei hametitze hadam nitak michiburay. You are sucking out blood, and this is an iser the reise of choyvu. Ba'avi lo choyvu. Af al pikein moitzitzin, you're allowed to suck it out. Mishum desakone la blad kshle yomut sadom. It's a sakone. That means Chazal held it a sakone. If you don't suck out the dam, so you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos, b'mokim sakone. And then later you put the kamoin, or you dalkum losis mim somim shochuk l'refue. You know, this was a certain type of medication after the milim. Who had in losis a skolanya, is a type of tachboish, is a type of anointment, ala milim. Kaila kama besib zayin, timloi hoyolai kama in shochuk merib Shabbos. Fine. Steve Bays, called man, shloi silek yodoi min hamilon. Choyzer afilu al tzitzin she'enom ma'akvin. Now, let us just explain a little bit. The oil, there's an oil ha'ola, there's an oil ha'priya that covers the atorid, and we have to cut it off. Now, if one cut off most of the oil ha'ola, most is cut off, there's only a little left over. A little, we'll elaborate it. There's only a little left over. So now, like this. B'diyeved, if he stops here, and he doesn't cut off that. So me'iker adim b'diyeved, he's called nimble. If there's only a small amount left over, b'diyeved, it's a kosher amila. Now, so let's say, but if a person is in the middle of the process of mila, and he sees this little bit, and if he cuts off this little bit, he'll make blood and everything. So he said, I'll be fruitless in the Shabbos, and it's b'di'evet, it's kosher, so if I don't cut it off, then that judgment is wrong. Shabbos, with Deiche Shabbos for Mila, Mila, the mitzvah of Mila means to do the mitzvah l'chatchile completely. Completely means to take off the whole olo. So, kol man, I'm in the process of making the Mila, I can cut off everything. No problem. But what happens if I was misalik yodai min amila? That means he finished the mila, he's finished, put down the knife already, and mazel, everything is good, right? Then all of a sudden someone taps him on the shoulder. Look, you forgot something. So then he's not, if he was stealing, he was already misalik yodai min amila, he's not allowed to take this off, because since b'diyeved, it's a kosher mila, he's not allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. That is what the mechabes. We'll see in the Mishnah, we'll see in the mechabes exactly what this is. Kol man shaloi silek yodei min amila. He's in the process of being goyim the mila. He's in the middle of making the mila. That means even there are strips of skin, of Allah, of the Rabriya, which are not ma'akim, that means b'diyabed afilu, it will remain, it's still a kosher mila, but if kol zman lo silek yodai, he can take care of that. Silek yodai, einei chayzer, ela latzitzen ha-ma'akvin. But if he finished already, so then it depends. If he forgot to take off something which is ma'akim the mila, say he wasn't going with the mila, the child is an nimble. So then he has to go back. After he put down the sack and everything, he has to go back. He didn't make a mila. Ve'ein lehein ha-ma'akvin, which are called the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin as a mila. Boso ha-choyve afilu roiv goivo shel atore b'mokim echad. That means you have a strip of skin which is covering roiv goivo of the atore b'mokim echad. It means a strip that there's the height of the atore. And let's say the atore is, let's say, 2 inches. So if 1.5 inches of oil is still on the Yatore, so that's roiv of the Yatore in one place is covered with olah, that's called ma'akev es hamila. And then you're chayzer. Like this, you're not chayzer. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Chayzer, the av de goma lachtecha olah, he finished already. Ubidiyaved yotze yedei mitzvah smila, he was yotze already. Afilu beloy eilu atzitz, and afilu, he did not remove these strips. Mikol mokim, kol zman shlei silek yode min amila, kol zman is still in the process of mila, mikri kalachatchila, so I have to make a proper mila. So what are you stopping over here? Make a proper mila. V'chula choda milti, it's one maisa mila, and I'm permitted to be mechallel Shabbos to complete this maisa mila, to do it perfectly. The Nidna Shabbos Litchoy Setzlo. We're permitted to be Doyche Shabbos to make a complete Maisa Mila. So, Kozman, I'm in the middle of the Mila, I can continue. We go in now. Vahayim Bechidushi Aram, Shekosav Dafilu Kvar Silek Yodai Min HaChitoch. Afilu, there are 2 oires, there are 2 skins that are covering. There's the Oir HaOlo and the Oir HaBriye. He took off the Oir HaOlo, and now he started the Briye. And then he realized he did not take off the whole oil, the olah. He did not take off the whole oil. He started already in the Briya. Then he realized he did not take off the whole oil, the olah. He's still in the middle of the mila procedure. The mila uvriya chada milsi. That's one thing. It's one mitzvah of being misalik. The 2 oires. So Kozman, I was not misalik completely. The 2 oires. I'm still in the middle of the mitzvah, and I can be goyma whatever I left over. But what happens? He finished cutting everything already. Now he started sucking out the blood. מסתב רגשום, אם מותר בשם בסלחסו לציצן שאין המעקבים. Now are you allowed to return? ודום המציצה מקרי רק רפואה, ולא יצריך מילם, אין שום. So the run is מסופריק, the run is מסופריק that if he finished the mila and the priya, and now he started the mitzitza, so could be he's finished with the mila already. Now he cannot go back to be goyma the mila and the mitzitza she'ain the ma'akba. Olefim ze poshuk, da'afilu im ha'poireya hu acher. There used to be in certain places that the milas are kibbud, so used to be mechabed one person to make the mila, the second person made the priya. So he says, if the Reuven made the mila, fine. Shimon made the priya. Shimon is in the middle of the priya, and then Shimon realizes the mila was an enigma. So we're still in the process of being goyim the mila, which means mila priya. It's kozman shweisig b'mitzvah samutul elerishin lazer v'lugmer es atzitzim shein emakim. So the first one is permitted to go back and to be goyim the mila. Goyim eskechine b'mesh usilik yodoy, given that daile nigruva mitzvahs mila. אפילו על תיצין שאין המקרים, היינו רצוי של בוסר שנשארו בין מעול או בין מעיר שפריהם. המעקרים, במקרים גם בין, במילה בין בבריא חנאו, אפילו רואי וגובו, that means אפילו you have one strip of oil that is covering rive of the height of the atoret, one strip, it can be a tiny strip, so that's marking the mila. The choshkin rive hekefer shel atoret, if you have one strip of ola that is surrounding the circumference of the atoret, rive, ava bishen rive doiva, vayim biyiradeya simen rei samach dalet, vayim shabachinish nisbor manikra atoret.
Don't. 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 Don't